Welcome to the message from First Christian Church Disciples of Christ in Lehigh Acres, Florida, a welcoming congregation for all of God's people. The message by Pastor Bob Geckler is entitled Remember. The message from First Christian Church in Lehigh Acres.
Please be with me in the spirit of prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts together be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Today is a day of a couple of remembrances. One is All Saints' Day, a time for remembering those who have gone before us in faith. We think of those in our own congregation, such as Charles Starr, who passed away so recently. But we also remember others who have touched us so powerfully throughout our lives. Those who have imparted their faith in us and prepared us for our own faith journey. Our parents, family members, teachers, friends, and others who have made us who we are today. Very few of us come to a faith life or involvement in the life of a church on our own. There are some who do. Those who at some point find themselves seeking something that gives their life meaning. But for most of us, we are introduced to this journey by those who lead the way. Those parents, teachers, and such that I mentioned. They are the saints of God that we celebrate today. There is another group of saints of God who we think of today as well. They are those faithful and brave individuals who led the church through times of change. We also celebrate Reformation Sunday today as we think of those reformers who gave so much of themselves. On October 31st, 1517, the German theologian and monk Martin Luther nailed his 95 theses on the doors to the All Saints Castle Church in Wittenberg, Germany. His efforts were to bring attention to issues of major concern he had with the Roman Catholic Church, of which he was a part. It was not his intent to separate from the Roman Catholic Church, or to start a new church, or even to start a Reformation movement beyond the church. His intent was to bring about change within the church he loved, to strengthen it and build it up, not to divide it. Unfortunately, change from within was not possible, as is so often the case. And his witness of faith did bring about division in the beginning of the Protestant Reformation movement. Divisions and breakups are never something anyone wants. Yet, it is sad, but true that sometimes division is a far better alternative than continued infighting and can lead to a greater good. At the beginning of the 1800s, our Christian Church, Disciples of Christ denomination, was born out of the witness of reformers of that day. Barton Stone eloquently expressed his concerns about the practices of the church he was a part of. Soon after, Thomas Campbell and his son Alexander Campbell became a part of the same effort, though separately at first. They sought to restore the church to its root core, based upon biblical teachings and practices as they understood them. The idea was not to break the church into more pieces, but to bring it together in worship and practice. Unfortunately, the effort was more divisive than unifying, as again so often happens. But they, like so many others, served to open the eyes of people to the human nature of the church as an institution and the human failings that come with that. Throughout time, there have been countless others who have worked for change and reformation within the church and in society, and we gratefully and lovingly remember them today. The legacy they left us is a treasure beyond all measure. Those who went before us are indeed to be treasured. Saints, great and small, who have worked to make us saints rather than us being ain'ts. In our reading from the Wisdom of Solomon, we were told that the souls of the righteous are in the hand of God. What a wonderful hope we have for our future, thanks to the inheritance we have from those saints who went before us. These mortal bodies, as wondrous as they are, don't last forever. Something that all of us seem to be just too well aware of. But through our faith in God and through the promises of Christ, we have hope for a renewal, a resurrection to everlasting life with God. All things do perish and change. Huge rocks and mountains are eroded away. Buildings and institutions decay and fall. It may take eons to be done, but it will happen. Those tiny droplets of rainwater over the years will erode away the greatest of monuments we can create with human hands. From the book of Revelation, we heard, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The first heaven and the first earth disappeared, and the sea vanished. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared and ready, like a bride dressed to meet her husband. I heard a loud voice speaking from the throne. Now God's home is with people. He will live with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them, and he will be their God. He will wipe away all tears from their eyes. There will be no more death, no more grief, or crying or pain. The old things have disappeared. What a tremendous promise for our future. A new heaven and a new earth. A new and glorious fresh start in which there will be no more death, no more pain or suffering. The forces of evil will be overcome, and we will live as God intends us to. As you and I truly practice the faith we have been given by the saints before us, we too have that hope. May we keep it alive for those who will come after us as well. Amen. Please be with me again in prayer. Holy God, may we be faithful followers and examples for others, that the hope of life with you may be ours. Help us to walk in the footsteps of the saints before us, even as we leave our footprints for those who will come after us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You have been listening to the message from First Christian Church Disciples of Christ in Lehigh Acres, Florida, a welcoming congregation for all of God's people. The message by Pastor Bob Geckler was entitled, Remember. For more information, we invite you to visit our website at firstchristianlehigh.org or contact us at First Christian Church, 2803 Lee Boulevard, P.O. Box 427, Lehigh Acres, Florida, 33970. May the love and peace of Christ be with you.